gets colder. My eyes go thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life. Cause I can't stop the warmth.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Focus on the Facts. I always start my show by mentioning all the ways that methods of genocide that are taking place in the U.S. in multiple ways. And first, I always talk about geoengineering. Millions of people are finally realizing the implications and devastating effects of the geoengineering, climate engineering, and weather modification programs. An enormous amount of information is available on these programs and how they work with each other in boosting awareness. The multi-level assaults on our health by spraying toxic chemicals and metals such as aluminum on us makes us weak and powerless, and that's exactly one of its goals. Epidemics of all kinds of diseases and health problems are exploding, such as Alzheimer's and dementia, while this information is ignored or falsified in the corporate government-run mainstream media. But factual information on the reality of this health crisis is available on the Internet for anyone willing to do proper research. The next form of genocide I mention is by the forced vaccination of children and people in the military with vaccines that include mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, and tissue from aborted babies that are causing all kinds of lifelong injuries and brain damage and body organs to people, including autism in children and Alzheimer's and dementia in the elderly from flu vaccines. The next myth that I bring up of genocide is prescribing of mind and body damaging drugs to people of all ages, and the medical care that the U.S. is providing that causes the diseases but does not cure any. And finally, we have the genocide by the toxic and poisonous food sold in grocery stores to families all over the U.S. and the poisoning of drinking water for people all over the U.S. Today my guest is Amy James, longtime advocate for children's rights and the battling against the drugging and vaccinating of our children. And today we're going to discuss the feds trying to take over the parenting of our children with the plot to drug and vaccinate our kids for pharma profit, and why the Satanists, Illuminati, pedophiles, and perverts that run our government can't be allowed near our children. I posted many articles and videos on my Facebook page to refer to during our discussion, and today people can call in, and I'm real interested in hearing what they have to say about the topics we'll be discussing today. The number to call is 888-874-4888. Again, 888-874-4888. Okay, today Amy and I are going to be discussing that the government wants to create a new bureaucracy that would intervene in family life, and we could even see state-appointed monitors conduct routine home visits to assess a child's well-being. And so I want to bring Amy on. Are you there, Amy?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, good. I just found out about this yesterday or the day before, and I'm just so appalled. You know, we can go over, you know, what the document says and what they have planned, but this idea that the government is going to take over our children and the well-being of our children is just appalling to me. I mean, I just can't believe this can happen. I mean, they're attempting to make itself the primary controller of the children while relegating parents and family as a secondary role, claiming equal partnership.
I saw that on your page today for the first time. And it's like
today was the first time you heard of it?
Yeah. I never knew that much about, I mean, I knew that there were like intrusive programs and things wrong with the education system, but I didn't know that the way they worded on that video you put up on your page is that the definition of a family will include like everyone that is in the child's life, not just the actual family, but like teachers and anyone that cares about the child, and then it talks about like having
like me.
Huh?
And grandparents like me.
Well, oh yeah,
anyone
of course your family,
child.
But
yeah.
I mean, I just can't believe what I'm seeing. I watched that video and it says they're gonna do random checks on kids and make sure the parents are raising them correctly and intervene
right,
with
right. I'll read those points off. But like I said, yeah. I put all these videos and information up on my website so people can go there, or Facebook page, so that people can go there and look at all this. You know,
yeah, I can't believe it.
Parents not only have to worry about interference with parenting, The government is pushing a program where doctors and pediatricians will routinely screen children over the age of 12 for depression and hand out prescriptions and or treatment. And then in reviewing the information, no reference to parental consent was found. It indicates parents would have choice regarding type of treatment and further evaluation if a negative screening occurred, but no mention of parental consent or choice is needed to treat a child on a positive screening. So they'd just go ahead and drug away. And I bring up the vaccines because, you know, the government is passing laws all over the country and states where they will force children to be vaccinated with all these vaccines. Well, when they say they're going to routinely monitor their health and things like this, I know darn well what that means. The first question is going to be, have they been vaccinated with these vaccines? And your state requires it. So they'll say they have to be. This is just another step in that. And it's all to boost pharma profits.
Yeah, well, I have some friends who are actually already afraid to go to the doctor with their children because they're afraid they'll get in trouble because they don't want to vaccinate their children. And
right.
If they're already afraid now, just imagine how afraid they're going to be in the future if this thing is implemented.
Yeah, and when they come door to door, you know, with their home visits. I mean, they're already doing that. I mean, I seen a video last week of a health officials went door to door to vaccinate kids, and they asked the woman, "Is your son vaccinated?" And she said, "No." And they said, "Well, we're here to see that he gets his vaccination." And he named off one. And she said, "Get the F out of here!" and slammed the door in his face. But I mean,
yeah,
they're already doing
like that too. One of my friends had a photo she posted of a message left on her door. It says, like, "Sorry we missed you. Please call us as soon as possible." And it was from the vaccine immunization, like, enforcement program or some sort of oversight program that I told them, like, literally you have no obligation to call these people back, so just ignore it, blow it off. And a lot of people said, "That's not true, and you have to." And I'm like, "No, you literally don't have to do anything they say. They don't have a warrant, and they're not able to come into your house." But it sounds like they're trying to change all of that.
Right. No, coming door to door. I mean, and these vaccines are poison. Pure poison. And forcing them on kids, and now the state's passing laws forcing families to vaccinate them, and then, but now going door to door? This is insane.
That's really scary. I went to the doctor last week with my 3-year-old for a well checkup because it's required to keep his medical insurance, and they gave me a form to sign, and it says, like, "You're declining these vaccines," and they had checked off all the ones they recommended for him, and he's never had a vaccine before. I don't vaccinate anymore at all. And there were 8 vaccines they wanted him to have that one day.
Yeah. They just
8.
Added 3 new ones this year. Yeah, they just added 3 new ones this year. And this country has the most extensive vaccine schedule of any country in the world. But yet, if you look at it, we have, you know, the worst birth rate, you know, levels in these countries. You know, and we have the sickest kids in this country of any other developed country. You know, if you check on the charts every year, we're way down there. When you talk about child development or birth rates, that goes from age 0 to up to a year. Okay, so we have more kids dying in that first year than any other developed country. And I say it's because of these vaccines that they're pouring into these kids.
I agree.
What is there? I mean, we pay here more for birth and more for medical care and vaccines than any other country, but yet we have these low statistics compared to other countries.
Yeah, the hepatitis B vaccine is probably one of the ones that people don't even know their child is getting, and they get it at birth. And when I first learned about that I was very appalled. Because I didn't know why they would want to give a newborn a vaccine that they don't actually need. And so once I learned about it, and I learned that the hepatitis B is only passed to drug users and prostitutes, and they couldn't sell it to the people who needed it, so they started giving it to babies at birth. It was really disgusting.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. I just posted an article asking, I wondered how many parents are allowing this to happen, because I posted the statistics of newborns being born with hepatitis B, and they're like almost zero, you know, but yet they vaccinate 4 million babies born every year with this vaccine on the first day of birth.
It's actually a few minutes after they're born. I think that they give it to them during their newborn Apgar test. I have a photo of them giving it to my oldest son, and I didn't know any better at the time. I didn't know what they were doing.
Oh, so some of your kids got that?
Isaac, my oldest, he got a bunch of vaccines his first year of life. But I remember them giving him things in the hospital, and it was within a couple of minutes of birth, because they took him off to the little bassinet to do the Apgar test, and that's when they gave him his first shots.
Sure. Well, I always tell everybody I came up here when my daughter had my grandson, and I was in that delivery room, and I told my friends in Ohio when I left that I was going to tell any nurse that started to come towards me with a needle that she better think about how much she valued her time on this earth, try to get around me, try to give that baby that shot, because it wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons I moved up here. Well, number one, to make sure that he wasn't vaccinated, but also because my daughter was on all kinds of psych drugs, and they wouldn't take her off, even though she was pregnant. And so, you know, I came up here, and I guarded against that. Yeah, and the doctors lie so much. I mean, you have to line up a pediatrician before the baby's born, and we went to this pediatrician. And I was saying that it causes autism and stuff. You know, I'd been reporting on it for a couple of years. And she's, no, it doesn't. She's going, no, it doesn't. And finally, she turns away from me and, like, switches my daughter's eyes over to her, just like I'm not there, and telling her, I guarantee you it doesn't cause autism. And I got so mad we fired her before we even hired her. And at the same time, I noticed behind her back there she had the advertisement for speed ADHD medications behind her. And I told my daughter, yeah, let's get out of here. You know, this is another pharma-pushing quack. So,
yeah, I haven't had any luck finding doctors who don't have those, and it's really frustrating. But every doctor's office I've been to has pharmaceutical advertising, if it's a pediatrician's office anyway.
Right. They've been baited every pediatrician's office, and they've been baited all the pediatricians, you know, for giving vaccines, because I reported a few years ago that they make something like 70 or 80-some percent of their income from giving vaccines. So that's why they push them. You know,
doctor's offices do?
Yes, pediatrician.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. So, that's crazy.
Well, sure, and the more they add on, the more them kids got to come in and get. They'll charge them every time. Yeah. So that's where they make all their money. So anyways, I wanted to read these principles of this effective family engagement practices that this document from the government put out. Okay, number one, create continuity for children and families. Implement a vision for family engagement that begins with prenatally and continues across settings and throughout a child's developmental and educational experiences. Number two, value equal partnerships between families and professionals. Equal partnerships between families and professionals. As a mother, I don't need an equal partnership with anyone, please, child. So it says combine professional expertise with family expertise to promote shared learning and responsibility for children's health and development, learning and wellness. Encourage two-way communication by valuing family input on all aspects of the child's life and development, including their culture, traditions, and home language. Okay. The next one, principle four states, prioritize engagement around children's social and behavioral health. Engage families around children's social, emotional, and behavioral health. Ensure constant monitoring and communication regarding children's social, emotional, and behavioral health. Ensure that children's social, emotional, and behavioral health needs are met and that families and staff are connected with relevant community partners, such as early childhood mental health consultants and children's medical homes. Then it goes on to describe how government employees will intervene to provide monitoring goals for the children at home and in the classroom. And if parents are failing to meet the standards set, evidence-based parenting interventions will be made to ensure that children's social, emotional, and behavioral needs are met. The document states home visits to support ongoing relationships building with families. Programs and schools should conduct periodic home visits so that teachers and families can get to know each other and communicate about children's goals, strengths, challenges, and progress. If home visits are not possible for all families, schools or programs should require that teachers or providers and families communicate at the beginning of the year to ensure that the relationship is started in a positive way. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want these people in my home, and I don't want them involved.
I definitely don't. I'm divorced, so I have to deal with the school with my older children, communication issues with the father, and it's difficult enough being, like, a well-established parent having to deal with that. I wouldn't like to see what would happen if that was expanded to every home.
Well, right, and that's their opinion of a child's mental health, behavioral health. You know, I think I have very different opinions in the government, what I would expect of my child and my grandson. You know, but they're going on, they keep stating this like they know it all. You know?
Yeah, well, and a lot of teachers believe in all this stuff, too. This is the way they're trained. A lot of young teachers will believe in all of this stuff. They don't have children, most of them, when they first start out, and they don't know what they're talking about 90% of the time. Oh. I know I didn't when I was a teacher.
No. So this is so bizarre that I just can't, you know, I can't believe it could ever happen. But, like, today now, I went online and I thought, well, now I'm going to go and do some Googling and see how many news media people have picked this up, you know, and what the response of the public is and everything. I found one more article than I found yesterday, and that was it. And I probably spent a couple hours looking. That's it. You know, people in the U.S. are mind controlled, but they don't get any of this that's happening to
them. Do you know if this is just a program of the Department of Education that they just plan on implementing, or is this some sort of legislative thing?
Well, it's put out by the Obama administration, Department of Education, and Department of Health and Human Services.
So they're just going to do it, and they're not going to ask permission?
Well, no, this is something, I was just talking about that with a friend. I said, you know, well, Alex Jones had put this out, you know, and he always puts stuff like this out. But usually he knows about something ahead of time. He's saying they're considering this. He would have probably been saying this for whenever they were going to think about doing this. But apparently he didn't know anything about this.
How are they going to pay for that? They're going to have to hire a lot of people to enforce this. Probably just looking to increase their jobs because that's a lot of people to get into every household, if you think about it.
Well, right. Right. But, you know, to be meddling in families, you know, how they raise their children, to me, is just insane. I mean, I don't
totally
I wouldn't think if parents would get this that they'd ever allow it.
Yeah, it's really invasive. If everyone watches that video, I think they're just going to be shocked.
Yeah, yeah, because you know, the videos all go over all these points and everything that they're saying that they're going to do. But, you know, just coming right in and saying, well, we're going to be looking and evaluating your child's emotional and behavioral health and everything. Get out
of
my house.
And I was just thinking, I mean, my husband and I have difference of opinion on parenting issues, and I can't imagine what it would be like to have some government person in here trying to tell me what I have to do. Like, I know how they consider proper parenting, like in the CPS things. I've heard of, like, how they treat people who are going through CPS, and they have, like, schedules. They require babies to be put on a feeding schedule, put in a crib, and then they want to, like, make sure your child is, like, left in their crib to cry a certain amount of time per day. And then they want to make sure you give them, like, jarred baby food instead of fresh food and all sorts of things that are, like, the polar opposite of everything that I do. And
exactly.
They were coming into my house and telling me, you have to give this Gerber GMO jarred baby food to your baby and put him in a crib and let him cry or we're going to take your kid away. I would just probably lose my mind.
Exactly. And that's what they'll do. And, right, like you said, you know, feeding them, you know, baby food that's sold in stores now, and we know now that it's all poisoned. It's all full of GMO food and stuff. We're not giving that to babies.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not giving any of that. I mean, I've seen articles and videos online and stuff describing what's actually in baby food and stuff. I would never feed a baby any baby food I bought in a grocery store in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's all poisoned.
It's absolutely gross, too. I've tasted it.
Pardon?
I've tasted it recently, and it's really bad. My parents would buy it for me sometimes, and I didn't always use it, but sometimes they would give it to my son. But it's really, really gross if you open one of those packages and try it. I don't know why anyone would do it in the first place.
Right, right. Well, you know, people don't know any better. They really don't. I didn't know how bad the food was that they're selling in grocery stores till probably 4 months ago.
Yeah,
I hadn't watched those videos and stuff and seen this, and all of it full of GMO poisons and stuff.
Yeah, well, not everyone can afford to buy organic, but you should at least, like, look into what you're buying, because some of those baby foods are super expensive, and it's easier to just go buy a vegetable at the store and mash it up in your bowl.
Yeah.
An avocado or a banana or something.
Right, and because I cook all organic now, I'm sure if I had a baby, I would make my own. Yeah, guarantee that it would, you know, safe. But anyways, so then I went on to, today on my Facebook page, I went on to saying about the government taking over our children, that I don't think many people realize that pedophiles run our government. Pedophiles and perverts run our government. So today, they're going to take over our children? I don't think so. They're not coming anywhere near my grandson, I'll tell you that. And I posted all the videos and all the different exposés on this, and I hope people will go and read this, because, no, this stuff has been going on, that these pedophiles and stuff taking over young boys and young children and perverting them and putting them in mind control experiments where they take them over from birth and for life. And all these pedophiles in our government are involved in this. And it's so hard to explain because it's so disgusting that it is so hard to even discuss. But I have made my mind up this time that I'm going to keep discussing it because they keep this going on. I mean, it was revealed back when Bush Sr. was in the White House, when he was Vice President Reagan. It was revealed then that this was going on and taking young boys and stuff to the White House even, have sex with them and stuff. That this stuff just keeps getting buried like it isn't happening. Because I think it is because it's so embarrassing and disgusting to think about, let alone talk about, that people drop it. But I'm not going to anymore. You know, ex-President Bill Clinton last year, coming out about how he was busted with that pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and flying all around the world with him on his Lolita jet and all these young girls and stuff that Epstein was busted with and got covered up. You know, the systems in Florida and the federal government got involved when they were busting that Epstein and hid it all and only sent him to prison, I think it was for 13 months. And the police down in Florida had documented like over 100 young girls that he had brought to his mansion and stuff and sexually abused and molested and things. And they let all that go. And Bush Senior, Jeb Bush in Florida and the federal government got involved, and they all made it sound to the police like they were going to make it into a federal investigation into sex trafficking because he went all over the world and would get girls, young girls from all over the world. And then they just went ahead and pushed it under the rug and gave him that little prison sentence of 13 months. And then he could get out any time of the day. He was only in jail at night for a few hours, and he could fly all over and do whatever. Well, then the girls that wanted him arrested at the time, they didn't tell him about the deal they were giving Epstein. So now some of those young girls are mad, and so they filed a suit against Epstein. So that's how it came out that Clinton was involved so much with him. He had a mansion down in the Virgin Islands, too. And Clinton would be down there, you know, for visits. This girl that talked, she said she never did see Clinton with any girl. But he would leave that mansion, and they had all kinds of bungalows, and he would go to a different bungalow. So she never was with him. You know, she was with Prince Andrew from England and Dershowitz, that lawyer, and several other world leaders and stuff would come, tons of them. And
wow.
They just all go there. Yeah. So this is a sex trafficking.
That is so incredible that most people just won't even believe this stuff. If they hear it, they'll think you're a crazy conspiracy theorist or whatever. But, I mean, if you look into these things, you can find the documents to prove them.
Well, and I did, and I put those all up on my Facebook page today. You know, I'm not saying anything that hasn't been proven. You know, and I mean, this was so gross that this Epstein, the guy that took care of his grounds and stuff in Florida, he said that on average he would have 3 underage girls to have sex with a day, every day. One time, one of the world leaders sent them 3 12-year-old girls from Russia for a birthday present. So, I mean, this involves sex trafficking of underage girls from all over the world. But they get away with this. And just like back when it was Bush and them with bringing boys to the White House and having sex with them and stuff, there was a few reports back then, and then it went dead. And it got all shut up.
Well, it's not too surprising.
So this pedophilia,
the media is so controlled that no one knows about this stuff.
Right, right. Well, do you know that I noticed it over the years, like the reports from the Reagan White House, you know, what happened back then? But I didn't know whether to believe it, and I really never looked into it that much. But it was so extreme that absolutely this was going on, and it's still going on. I mean, another thing that came up that made me turn to this was when that Dennis Hastert, the former Speaker of the House, got arrested. Well, actually what it was he didn't get arrested for his actual, you know, sexually abusing boys. It was that he got busted because he snuck a whole bunch of money out of a bank to pay off people to keep this hidden. But when he was doing this back when, they all knew that he was a pervert. I mean, this was done when he was a college sports, you know, taught sports in school. That's when it happened, before he ever came to government. And what happens with these people, they know when they elected him and that when he was made speaker, they know all about this stuff, so then they blackmail him with it.
I don't know if you saw this, but there was an article a few months ago about pedophilia, and the psychiatrists were trying to change pedophilia from a mental disorder or from a criminal behavior into like a mental disorder so that they could get sympathy for people who have pedophilia and try to like get them into some sort of corrective therapy, but it was almost like they were trying to say there's nothing wrong with being a pedophile.
Exactly.
The way that it was worded. Did you see that?
Yes.
There's like they can't control it, so just let them do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Sort of thing. Disgusting.
And so this other bit where these, like, I talk about this Bohemian Grove out in California. That's where all our politicians and ex-presidents and everything go for 2.5 weeks a year every summer. And out there, pedophilia and even murdering of people and everything takes place all the time. And I put all that on my page today, too, so that some of them even have, you can look, click on it, and you will see all the members of our government and other countries and stuff. And it's other ones that go there are CEOs of military-industrial complex, military people, big wigs, CEOs of big corporations, all the people that you are in the know, and it's all male, okay? So that's where it's just boys are brought out there. And the same thing, there's videos and articles on my Facebook page that has testimony of boys that grew up that were taken out there to these pedophiles and pigs. You know, this has been going on ever. But our government
I started watching all these videos you post and looking into all this stuff with the media and the the different like satanic imagery that we see in movies and television and things, and it's just reminding me of a lot of things that I've never noticed before. But like when I was a child, one of my girlfriends when I was around like 10 or so was actually molested by this guy who was a Freemason in our neighborhood. Like, he lived a couple miles away, and talking about all this stuff with the Illuminati and the Masons and researching all this occult stuff is really scary, and if anyone thinks it's just a conspiracy theory, I encourage them to just look it up, because kids are targeted, and you never know if it could be your child that somebody decides they want to target.
Well, yes, and that's the thing, too. With the government coming in and going to take over our parenthood, you know, that gives them the right to take those children away. And that's part of this, too. And they
that's
take
really, really
children.
Scary.
We'll never see them again. You know, that this is what's going to happen. And that's what happens, too. And, I mean, in the occult stuff that goes on with these groups is just so over the top that, yes, it is so hard to believe that I don't think I believed it. I never even knew about, understood the Illuminati till like 4 months ago. And I never understood that our whole government's full of them. And the things that they do to these kids is just absolutely appalling. I mean, they have satanic rituals where they kill babies. And this is where Planned Parenthood comes in. Okay? They get babies, and the live ones, they cut off their heads, they drink the blood, and then they cook up the body parts. They dice up the body and cook it up, and they eat it. And then they have orgies after they do this. They think that eating these baby parts and drinking that blood will keep them young. And I don't know, some of these people are so old, like, say, like Kissinger, and them still going out there to Bohemian Grove and stuff and participating in this stuff, that I look at them people and I think, my God, how you're so old. How do you even have to keep doing this? man bush.
Oh, man.
Every bush goes there.
And well, they have all the money in the world to go pay doctors and have protection and things like that from assassins, so they'll probably live forever.
Well, that's where Planned Parenthood comes in, too. You know, they want livers so bad? Yeah, because these Illuminati Satanists want to eat those livers. And then the Planned Parenthood was started by old man Bush. Bill Gates' dad was on the board that started way back in the 40s or 50s. Funded it. And if you look at that board of people that were on there, there was all the bankers, Rothschild and Rockefeller, and all of them. They started this. And when people gripe about, picking on Planned Parenthood, because you know me, Amy, I was always for Planned Parenthood. I really thought it was all about the choice of the right of a mother to do with her own body. You know, I mean, that was what I always believed. Well, I only looked into that once these videos started coming out lately, and I seen that it is the opposite. They are taking these kids and profiting off them body parts and profiting off if they can get them whole bodies out. Boy, those are worth a fortune. But these government pedophiles are taking these babies and taking these body parts and eating them. This is how sick our government is. And people don't talk about it. Well, it's never in mainstream media. But people don't talk about it because I don't think they can handle even thinking
about it. There's the flavor additives that Pepsi was using that was proven to be made out of aborted fetal cells.
Right.
They're in vaccines. They're in makeup. They're in lotions. It's everywhere.
Right.
It's really disgusting.
Yes, and vaccines, yeah.
I was actually researching something about the Antichrist, and I started reading part of Deuteronomy in the Bible about, I don't remember exactly what it's talking about. It's talking about curses, and it talks about eating your own children. It says, like, they'll be forced to eat their own children. In the Bible, it's like, and to me, that almost sounds like a true prophecy that's coming to be.
It is true. All these people, the presidents and stuff, their children, are all mind-controlled, and they are all sexually abused as kids. So go online and look up, and I've got all, if people go on my timeline and go down all the way, you will find this all documented. You know, you watch for the occult signs, and I never was into the occult or Satanism or nothing, so I never realized this either. But they are. And you go down there, and all these kids, the president's kids and stuff, will be given the Satanistic signs and stuff, right out in the open. And all of our politicians, too, right out in the open. Hillary Clinton, now that's on there. One of these mind-controlled broads, she rapes her. So even, and then Trump was running around with Epstein and stuff, too. So, I mean, everybody is involved in this. All the government. So when I see something like this saying they're going to come into our homes and be co-parent with the family, this scares me to hell, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, people need to learn their rights so that if this does happen, people can start exercising their rights and try to resist this, because this is like, if this started happening, I wouldn't want to live in this country at all anymore.
I don't have the money to move somewhere else, but I sure as heck would like to be out of this country. I'm so ashamed of it. I am so ashamed, and the world knows this. The world hates us for good reason, you know.
Yeah, is there anywhere left that we can go, though? I mean, it's like, isn't
well,
that pretty
yeah,
much going to spread
out? Run all the governments in the world, just about all of them. I mean, the UK is just horrible. I mean, if you go on their websites, I mean, they've been trying to turn up all these pedophiles that are running their government and stuff for going on like 30 years, and they always manage to get it shut down. But it's going now, and ex-prime ministers, you know, all the top government officials have been busted, and the world just goes along that this is okay. I mean, I had this video of these two young children, this brother and sister over there in the UK, that was describing the satanistic behavior and the sexual abuse of them, and the boy was probably 6 and the girl was probably 8 or something. I'm telling you, you listen to them, they aren't making this up. They don't stop and think or nothing. It comes right out of them what's done to them. And they're taking them to churches, they're doing this stuff to them, and saying, like, on Wednesdays, the sex, sex, sex all day, sex with everybody. The nun at the church is into this. And she would put on dildos and bugger this little boy in his butt. And this would go on every week. And they got away with this. You know, all the politicians and the royalty, look at Prince Andrew. You know, he was in on this with Epstein. And then our good goody two-shoes lawyer, Dershowitz. Him too. she named, and he was so perverted. This is how sick they are. She said when she would be having sex with Ed Steve, Dershowitz would be coming and talking to him during it. That these people are so demented. But have you ever looked into the occult, Satanism, and stuff, people?
No, actually, I grew up Baptist, and I never had a reason to look into it. And there's so many things that I... Sorry, excuse me for the baby, but there's so many things I didn't know were actually satanic. Like, people would say, like, oh, don't go to psychics because they're satanic, and don't do this, and it's satanic. And then a few weeks ago, I started looking at stuff on your page, and I had no idea that those people were, like, marginally correct. Like, I think,
oh,
like,
yes.
They're just crazy. They're just hating on
like
other people's religions or something.
Well, yeah, look at the people. So mind-controlled and stuff. They don't get this. Look at the Super Bowl. That was all full of Satanism and occult stuff. The halftime show. Just horrible. And this is what they're showing our children. This is what they're showing our children.
Even, like, David Bowie dying recently, like, I looked into him, and I didn't realize he was involved in the occult Satanism. And there's, like, hidden messages everywhere. People don't realize they're repeating them, but now that I know what some of them are, like, even I'll see a woman wearing a T-shirt at the store that'll have all sorts of satanic imagery on it, and it's just for some band. Like, and we are being mind-controlled. It's like the thing we talked about last time where one of the original mind-controlled originators guy, I can't remember his name, but he kind of invented the idea of the collective unconscious, and he thought that people could be controlled through messages that were familiar through our collective unconscious, which is like a concept where maybe your grandparents were exposed a lot to a certain image, so it should be familiar to you because these concepts will get into our minds and they'll be passed through the generations, basically through our DNA. And so, like, we're seeing all these really these symbols. We think, oh, that looks really cool. But if you look into it, a lot of the symbols are satanic, and a lot of these things we idolize are actually idols of gods that are worshipped as though they're some other religion when they're actually satanic.
Oh, absolutely. They worship Lucifer. They, you know, and I didn't know all this kind of stuff. I never looked into the occult. I thought it was just silly and stuff. No. Now when I do, it is so evil, and it is everywhere. But yes, the TV was put out to mind control the people. Simply put, mind control them. And to turn them into perverts and violent and things like this. Every single movie star, every single singer and artist is in with the Illuminati. They sell their souls to the devil to join. And then you watch every single one, every single TV show I grew up with, the Disney shows, the Disney cartoons, the Disney movies, they're all full of filth with Illuminati sexual signs all through them, and I never knew it. I grew up with them.
And
every
even
show.
Walt Disney, you can see 666 in Walt Disney, in the logo for Walt Disney, there's a six, and another six in the name Walt Disney, if you look at the cursive.
Right, and I've got all those videos, like I say, if you went on my timeline and just go down, keep going down for the last 6 months, you will find it all. There are videos that break away every Walt Disney movie and cartoons and all these family shows, the cartoon family shows. They're all Illuminati, and they're all have filth and stuff in them. And you wouldn't see it. Like, when I was a kid, my favorite Disney show was Peter Pan. Well, now with the Internet, see, experts have been able to slow the tapes down so much they can see this stuff. And one of the things in Peter Pan, he's flying across the sky, and his shadow's on the wall, and every few flights he takes over, his dick comes out of his crotch and flashes on the wall.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
I watched these. Yes. And all the Disney cartoons and stuff, they slow all them down and show you all the sex that's in them and the subliminal messages. Lion King's a good one. They put that sex up in the air and in for to flash subliminally. And they'll take these experts will take these videos and they'll keep slowing them down more and more to see when you'll see it. But then they'll finally get it. There it is, everywhere. And
yeah,
now,
well, I watched the show Supernatural, and I know you don't watch TV anymore, but that's one of my favorite shows. But it's about, like, the apocalypse, and there are these brothers who try to hunt demons and monsters and things. And at first, when I started watching that show, it was pretty silly. Like, you know, they're hunting vampires and things. But now I kind of like the show because it's very anti-Satan. but mm-hmm. a lot of the imagery in there, it looks really cool. Like, you see it, it's like artistic almost, the way they do it, and people start to become familiar enough with it that they think it's cool too. But now there's a show coming out called Lucifer, and it's like promoted as a sitcom. And I noticed mm-hmm. another one of my friends who's a lawyer was like, I love this show, Lucifer. It's so great. I'm going to watch this show. I was like, I can't believe people are going for this.
Oh, yeah. Well,
at all.
Continuously. And all those shows on TV, all those family shows, all those kids in there were sexually abused and raped. All of them. I mean, the Goody Two Shoes one you thought were so great, all the way back to Leave It to Beaver. This is just so insane that this has went on right under our noses. And these kids are hypnotized, and these recording artists. They'll tell you, if they break out of that finally, they can't even sing. They're hypnotized when they perform. They can't even play a guitar or sing. They're hypnotized.
Did you see the thing about Beyonce at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Beyonce was performing some new song called Formation, and I looked it up, and apparently it's an Antichrist message about the formation of a new world religion, and she has her new cover where she's on an upside-down cross image of an El Camino.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the El Camino is something to do with Satanism, too, but it's all really creepy, and if you watch the video of her doing the halftime show, she looks demonic, and they slow it down, and they show her face, and her face, like, really looks creepy, and apparently she's got an alter ego she calls Sasha Fierce. And that's mm-hmm. the person people are saying is actually Satan possessing her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're all hypnotized through that stuff. And look at Walt Disney. Like, when I was a kid, I liked those little Musketeers and stuff, you know, wished I could be one. Yeah? They're all mind-controlled. And look at them. Oh, they've grown up. Look at that Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, they're all bad. Like Britney Spears.
I know it.
Lindsay Lohan, and all these people are so crazy and getting in trouble all the time and going nuts all the time and drinking and drugs.
Drugs and stuff they keep them on.
Yeah.
They keep them on all those drugs and stuff, and they get acting so goofy, and if they try to break out, they won't let them. And then they look like they always feel it like, oh, she went crazy and stuff. No. It's coming out of them drugs and trying to break out of there, and they can't. They won't let them. And you see these young actors and singers and stuff die. They're made to die. Because they're breaking out, and they ain't going to let them. And every single one of them sold their souls to the devil. And on my timeline, too, if you go down, there's a whole section where all of the bands and things, how mind-controlled they are. And the one that I watched was so bad, by the time it was over, I was physically sick. Because it just puts the most satanic parts in them, you know, like Ozzy Osbourne and all these other really bizarre ones. And it just shows where they're being satanistic in the horrible things they're saying, promoting this.
Mm-hmm.
And then people rebelled against me when I started putting this out, you know, like the Beatles, Rolling Stones, all this, how they made those groups up and stuff. The Beatles, half of them couldn't sing nothing. Again, they're hypnotized, and they sign on, sell their soul to the devil. And many of these are online. You can see the tapings where they admit it. Like Bob Dylan.
I had a hard time believing you about the Beatles, too, because I love the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite band for the longest time.
So did I. And now,
but, I mean, you look at that cover, Sgt. Pepper, and I don't know who half those people are, but they've labeled them, and it's got, like, Aleister Crowley, founder of the Satanic Church, on there, and a bunch of other evil people.
Yeah, and then they show on the back of the songs and stuff, the satanistic stuff they have on the back, if you play it backwards,
mm-hmm.
on their records. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all on there.
I've heard of that for
a long time,
but I don't know how to play it backwards. But the number 9...
They didn't even write those songs. They don't write any songs. The Illuminati...
That one song, 9, or the number 9 on the White Album, like, I used to listen to that all the time, but apparently the number 9 is supposed to represent 6, which is, you know, 666, and they used to just say number 9 for, like, 7 minutes straight. It's really weird and creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a friend that can figure that all out. When they have different numbers and stuff, he'll be quick to add them up and say, see, that comes to that. That's meant for that.
Do you know what they're supposed to be saying when you play it backwards? Because no one's ever told me. They just say play it backwards and it's satanic.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what they're saying, what they actually says?
On my Facebook page, if you go and look, it has it on there.
Okay.
I don't remember offhand the different ones, but they're on there, what the words are saying backwards. Yeah. And you know, everybody, any star of any kind is in the Illuminati. take Oprah. What's her TV channel? OWN? Yeah. It stands for New World Order backwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is all part of it.
Wow.
They're all like that. And there's a few that come out, like there's a, what's that one comedian's name that talks, oh, Dave Chappelle talks about that. Well, he broke out of that. And there's very few that come right out and tell you all about it, but that they didn't join on. They refused to join on. And that's where I see all these one-hit wonders over the years. They must have refused to sign on, you know, become a big star. And then there's these sacrifices, say when people's girlfriends or like recently, was it Rolling Stones' Mick Jagger's girlfriend. And then there was, that comedian, Jim Carrey's girlfriend. And they say, oh, that's not really it. You know, they weren't sacrifices. Oh, yes, they were. You look at the weird suicide supposedly they did. And it's almost impossible. They couldn't have killed themselves that way. You know, if you look at all these, yeah, they are. And then other ones have to make sacrifices. They, like John Travolta, supposedly had to make a sacrifice, choose between his wife or his wife. And he apparently chose a son. And he died. No. Eric Clapton, his little 2 or 3 year old son falls out of a hotel window. You know, all these bizarre deaths they have. Because they're called upon at certain times, you have to make a sacrifice. Somebody has to die. And so they will.
That reminds me of when I was on Zoloft, and I know we talked about this briefly last time, but when I was on Zoloft and I didn't know what was going on, I didn't know why I was having all these bad problems and thoughts and things, I actually had a theory that it was like somehow demonic, like as though the drugs can let demons in almost to your mind. And I know that sounds nuts, but a lot of the thoughts that people have when they're on those drugs are suicide and homicide thoughts, and I think that's part of the problem with our country right now. People are so fogged out on these medications and drugs all the time that they don't have time to pay attention to anything else except for their own lives and just, like, trying to survive.
Well, right, and they've done the mind control so much that, you know, that HD, when it came out, remember how the government said y'all had to get these boxes?
There's, like, a deadline.
Because they could do mind control better with that. That's why they put that HD in. What other reason? I mean, it made sense to me, because it was like, what did they even do this for to begin with, you know? But the TV has always been mind control. Now they've got it so bad through all this, all the computers and the TV and the Wi-Fis and everything, that they constantly put stuff through their digital leap to mind control you. And so all these people that you see walking around, they're just staring at their iPhones constantly, just hypnotized by them. They are hypnotized by them. And this is why we can't get through to them.
I saw a woman doing this yesterday. Like, she was walking her son in a stroller in my neighborhood, and she had to stop because something came up on her phone. Standing in the middle of the sidewalk texting while she's supposed to be walking her son around in the stroller.
and, you know, like now, even at family holidays and stuff, they won't even eat dinner. They're sitting there glued to their iPhone. But while they are glued to their iPhone, that's where the geoengineering comes in. I mean, they put all these toxic chemicals and metals and stuff in our body, especially aluminum and things. This geoengineering is coming in, and they're spraying all this stuff on us, and we're breathing that in, and it's accumulating in our bodies, and that's why people are getting Alzheimer's, dementia. It contributes to autism, all these things that mess up the brain. And before I discovered the Illuminati and this mind control and everything, I mean, I was about lost it. I was so weak. I was so tired. I couldn't think. I'd walk into another room. I couldn't remember what I went in there to get. I mean, this happened all the time. I couldn't remember names of friends when I'd be talking about them. I was losing it. I really was. A good thing I worked on the computer, because I would come over here from the couch and work on here. But it was getting so bad that I couldn't even spell. I could barely type. I mean, I didn't know what was happening to me, and this is before I learned about geoengineering. I didn't really think Alzheimer's, but I sure didn't know what was wrong with me. But now I've turned my whole life around.
So what did you do to fix it? You just fixed to filtered water and organic?
I got toxic food, too, that they're feeding us to poison us. You know, and I got off of any drugs whatsoever, no aspirin, nothing, got rid of everything. Don't use makeup that has these chemicals and toxins in them. don't use any microwave, unhooked my my Wi-Fi thing, got rid of my cable TV, and told them off royally to get that filth and taken on it. Garbage out of my house that AT&T's in the Illuminati, that they put it there on purpose to get it out. And all this I got rid of, and all my other things, like that you get poisoned with all these foods you eat, you know, fast foods, I don't eat anything like that anymore. It's all organic, and I got rid of all the things with toxic chemicals, like my cookingware, you know, my Teflon, and all the plastic containers and stuff that you use that I used to heat up stuff in the microwave in. Stuff, and that causes these toxins to come out and get in your body. And then I did, I do toxic baths, releasing baths, where I use Epsom salt and baking soda and salt and vinegar. And I take these, and that draws the chemicals and toxins out of me. So now it's night and day to what it was 4 months ago. I mean, I'm fine. I have more energy than I've had in years, and I feel great. And I don't get any sicknesses. I don't get any colds or flus or nothing like that, but I don't get, you know, aches and pains or anything. I've used teas with ginger in it and all these other herbs and stuff that are for pain and stuff, and I feel great, absolutely great, but I had to turn my entire life around. And I don't think you can even get through to people enough to get them to realize this. I mean, when I go on Facebook and my family's things, all I see are these pictures of these gooey, yucky dishes and recipes full of toxic chemicals in this food from the grocery store day after day. And these people usually will be overweight, like you're supposed to, get addicted to this sugar and everything, and get overweight, and they post this garbage constantly. And they're feeding this to their kids, and people don't know any better. They don't.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that, like, personally...
Pardon?
Oh, sorry, the baby.
That's okay.
I was trying to say something, and the baby's being bad, but I mean, I know how bad you feel when you eat that stuff, because I'm not perfect, and sometimes my husband brings home unhealthy food and I'll eat it or whatever, but when I actually do put in a real effort to make sure it's, like, as healthy as it can be, I feel like 100 times better than if I'm eating that junk food.
Well, you know, and think too, in our schools, they're feeding all this junk to our kids.
Yeah, that part's really frustrating, too. I've seen my kids go from taking their lunches to eating school lunches when they're with their dad, and I've seen them gain weight, like, very obviously within a few months, and it's really sad.
Yeah, and this causes all these diseases, especially diabetes. This addiction to sugar where you're in these junk foods where they just cause you to overeat because they supposedly taste so good and stuff, that you just want to eat, 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 and then on TV the mind control is... The commercials, just eat, 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 the video games, everything, like my grandson was looking at, that they promote you just keep eating this garbage food. And so you do. And so this fat that gets around your belly, that has a bad effect on all your organs, and it's a direct cause of diabetes. And, you know, people don't get this. I mean, there's so much to learn about this, just the eating alone, and getting off of any drugs from the pharmaceutical companies. They are not put out there to help you. They make whatever you have worse, blood pressure, cholesterol, all that. And I would say maybe all young doctors don't realize this, but the majority of doctors know it by now. They know it, that they're giving us these drugs and are making our illnesses worse and not curing us. And all these kids...
Yeah, I don't think it's not even, like, hard for doctors to lie straight to your face at all. I've seen them do it to me. I mean, one doctor told me if I don't give my child this vitamin K shot at birth, that he's going to randomly go blind in 20 years from now.
Yeah, right.
And that if I didn't vaccinate my baby and give him vitamin K and everything, that he was going to not have me as a patient. And I was like, well, that's fine, because I don't need you as a doctor. But you're not scaring me right now. I hope you know that. And he was like, you might sue me if he goes blind in 20 years. And I'm like...
Oh.
Well, here, I'm just going to let you know I'm not going to sue you right now.
I'm never going to.
I'm going blind, because that's not going to happen.
No. In this country, I'm never going to another medical professional again. If anything happens to me, it'll be a holistic doctor. And I don't care. I had an insurance guy here the other day. He was talking about Medicare, and I said, I don't even like them taking my money out of my Social Security check, because I ain't never going to one of them again.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I could perceive having to go for if I fell and broke a leg or something, but I'm always telling my friend I'm being real careful so I don't. But anything else, mm-hmm. I'm not going to quack in this country ever again. And if I was to get cancer, which I doubt I will now because I eat all the foods and stuff that make it so you won't, I'd never go for this $200 billion a year racket chemotherapy radiation crap they got in this country. Never going to.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. If that happens to me, I'm moving to one of those states where they have legalized marijuana, and I'm going to start juicing marijuana, and I'm going to hopefully never get cancer, but that's what I would do.
Yeah, but I really believe that the way I eat now, that I won't, because it's the food we eat and the chemicals we take in and all these other toxins that we take in that causes it. Everybody didn't get cancer. I mean, think 100 years ago, people didn't get cancer. Because they weren't eating all this GMO foods and garbage and stuff that they're selling in the supermarkets to us. And these meats, all of them, polluted with toxins and hormones and antibiotics and all these things that, are destroying the meat.
And fluoride, too. Fluoride also...
Pardon?
Fluoride is the carcinogen, I'm pretty sure. It causes, brain tumors and holes in your brain and cancer.
Right. And the same with these vaccines. And we're finding out that they're putting more and more things in there that it's unheard of that we would never...
Oh, well, some of the vaccines, Evelyn, I don't know if you knew this, but some of them are actually grown on tumor cells, the vaccines.
Yeah. Right. But, when I start the show, I always say all these genocide. This is direct genocide on us. And look at how they're letting them poison all the water that we're drinking. And they don't tell us. So all these different toxins from the food... from the vaccines, from the psych drugs, from the geoengineering, the water, they're all coming into us, and it's all planned. They want to knock this population down to 500 million. That's a half a billion, and there's 7-point-some billion people in this world. They want to knock the population down to 500 million. So that's how many of us they want to get rid of. So it's pretty scary going up against all of them to avoid all this.
Yeah, it is very scary. It's scary to me, too.
And it must
even
be hard
knowing about it is scary.
Yeah, it is. Oh, when I first found out all this stuff, I was just devastated. I would cry. It was just horrible. And then I thought to myself, Evelyn, you have always fought against everything. If you let this keep you down, you're not going to be able to fight if you let this depress you because it is so, scary. But, no. I got back up and fought and turned my whole life around and started eating and not taking drugs and all this stuff, and I'm fine. I don't think we have a lot more time on this earth. This geoengineering is really the hammer and all of it, but I don't know if we can stop that or not, but I don't think so because we can't seem to get people to awaken to that either.
No, most people don't. They don't care, and I think we have, 2 minutes, but...
Yeah.
I mentioned I was going to tell you about this woman at the grocery store that was so mind controlled that I tried to tell her something. All she could do was just say, uh-huh.
Well, thank you, Amy, for coming on and
talk about this
stuff again. And I'll have you on again soon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Hope to see you next week. Bye.
Screaming on the left, yelling on the right, or sitting in the middle trying to